The Justice Minister said that what has been said about the security situation is not all right, but normally it is right because Amnesty International in Cote d'Ivoire knows the reality, and everyone saw what's happened this week with the opposition manifestation. And I know the government is trying to justify himself, and it is not good because they are not telling the truth. That's why in Cote d'Ivoire, we don't know what the next week will be, because we are not sure that the situation will be peaceful before the date of the election.
The government said it remains respectful of human rights, in particular freedom of expression, freedom of opinion, and freedom of assembly, which it said are guaranteed in the Ivorian constitution.
You know, it's not only the policemen who try to face the demonstrators, because we have some young boys called in Cote d'Ivoire microbes who were committed to make a kind of security to impeach the demonstrator to continue the demonstration. And it created a lot of crimes. A lot of people died in this situation, and a lot of damage has been caused. It is not false. It is true. Everyone has seen the movies of this demonstration and of the consequences of this demonstration. So the government cannot denounce the situation that is the evidence for everyone living in Cote d'Ivoire.
Felix, the elections are coming up, and President Ouattara just last week submitted his papers for a register. Now, how organized do you think the opposition people?
I know that Mr. Bédié will also register himself this week. And I don't think the opposition will have a lot of candidates, because most of the leaders of opposition has not been able to gather the required percentages for the sponsorship before the election. I know that Mr. Bédié is really ready, and certainly he will be the candidate of all the opposition face to Mr. Ouattara. This is the reality at this moment. We are waiting before next Sunday for the rest of the opposition to register themselves.
United States is appealing to the ruling party, the government, the opposition, and civil society to ensure that the elections are peaceful. Given what's happening in Mali, Guinea, what are the prospects that the elections, if they are held in Cote d'Ivoire, they will be peaceful?
You know, the condition of a peaceful election are not gathered in Cote d'Ivoire, and the situation in Mali inspired most of Ivorian, even military members, and we don't know what tomorrow will be. I said at the beginning, the situation in Cote d'Ivoire is very difficult at this moment. It is a precarious situation, and we don't know what will happen.